USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and five others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado on Tuesday called for the impeachment of President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken over the U.S. exit strategy from Afghanistan.
That I would do everything in my power as a United States Congresswoman to get rid of Joe Biden. We were sent to Washington to represent the American people, not to watch our country give away billions of military equipment to known terrorists, not to sit idly by waiting for the next election, and certainly not to put up with an inept, weak, and incapable regime.
Gene Simmons of KISS has mild COVID-19. Dan Naraki reports.
Rock band KISS has postponed more dates on its end-of-the-road tour after frontman Gene Simmons tested positive for COVID-19. According to a statement from the band, Simmons is experiencing mild symptoms. His bandmate Paul Stanley tested positive last week, prompting the initial batch of postponements. The band and their crew, who are all vaccinated, are quarantining for the next 10 days and hope to resume their tour on September 9th in Irvine, California.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden tells the American people Tuesday the Afghanistan withdrawal was a success.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military airlift operations at Kabul Airport was based on unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former President Trump tells One America News his views on the withdrawal.
Took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me, because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was a leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, you understand that? And he did understand that. And I said, and it will start with your house. That's where it's starting.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.